My name is Robin Gilbert. I play the character of Mother Culture Extraordinaire, and I am the playwright. When I read Daniel Quinn's books, Ishmael, My Ishmael, and The Story of Bee, I was moved profoundly with his message and decided to write this play and present it in many venues wherever we are invited, and we present it free of charge. I've devoted the rest of my life to being proactive about saving our home, planet Earth, and to stimulate myself and others thinking out of the box and raising our consciousness.
I am Shelley Stark. I play the part of the Taker. I am a health consultant to medical doctors and individuals, and a passion of mine is currently researching the history of the incidence of cancer in our modern culture. We live in an era when, within our lifetime, or the lifetime of our children, the Earth may no longer be able to support the human masses upon it. If human life is to continue on this planet in a healthy and fulfilling way, it is imperative that we change the way we live. It's imperative that we live in harmony, balance, and sustainability on this Earth and stop treating the Earth as if it's an endless resource and a bottomless garbage can. Many of the chemicals and plastics we make derived from petroleum are highly toxic. We have surrounded ourselves with toxic substances that are now affecting our health and the health of our children. Cancer was essentially non-existent in a very, very small percentage of the population prior to the 1900s. And since World War II and the advent of petroleum-derived chemicals, cancer incidence has increased with each year. We are not getting cancer because we have a cancer gene. We are getting cancer because we are poisoning ourselves and we are poisoning our planet. It is time to get proactive. We must change the way we live on our planet or perish as a species.
My name is Daniel Ziskin, and I play the part of the Lever, which is the indigenous population of the world who doesn't understand how mixed up the industrialized world is and how their actions, even for good intentions, can throw things out of balance. And the fundamental message the Levers offer is that we can find a way of living in the world that can allow sustainability. And I wanted to talk about where I got exposed to these ideas. I was at a professional meeting. I study the Earth by satellite as a profession. And I just couldn't believe that with all of our technology to be able to see ourselves from space, that we were documenting our own destruction. And we had so much brain power devoted to watching what we were doing and not nearly the creativity or the energy into fixing the problems that we were actually creating ourselves. And it just became really sad to me to think that maybe from outer space we would look down and watch the last whale being killed or watch the last mahogany tree being cut down. And then I read this book, Ishmael, right at the time when I was questioning the logic of it all. And Ishmael starts with this question of how come we have so much technological capability and so much intellectual power, and yet we're going full speed towards collision with ecological disaster. And the explanation is that we have certain myths that we live by, and these myths are pathological. And so that book really gave me increased awareness. And so it was an absolute pleasure for me to have been invited to participate in this cast and speak about and dramatize this message that I really strongly believe in.
My name is Tracy McElrath, and I read the part of the narrator in this program. My participation in this is based on a belief that the issues that we've got in the world today cannot be addressed by taking them under advisement or creating a committee or passing a resolution. I believe that because humanity on the large has the opinion that they are removed from the rest of life and the world, that they are blind to the consequences of their own actions. All of us are, to a greater or lesser degree. I believe that the only way that we are going to be able to survive as a species and as a planet is to look at the root causes of why we do things, which is our basic beliefs, our basic attitudes about our place within the world and the circles of life. And that's why I believe so very much in the messages being put out by Daniel Quinn and others talking about where we really are, what really is, and the responsibility that we bear for our actions.
I am Juanita Audrey, a healthcare administrator, and I play the part of the gods in this production. It is truly an honor for me to participate in this because each time we do this production, it reminds me how I too, as conscious as I think I am, sometimes become blind to the terrible path that we have taken. My passion in life is peace and harmony, and this is not only peace between cultures and harmony between cultures, but also harmony with our Mother Earth and all of the animals. We are all related. And so I am hoping that by participating in this, I can do one small part for doing a wake-up call, that people around will look where we're going and will take an active part in saving our Mother Earth.